This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
When it comes to ISIL, we are in a fight, a narrative fight with them, a narrative battle.
In some ways, this is actually just a war of narratives. And so we want to make sure that we're getting out our counter-narrative against ISIL. We also can't give them the narrative victory. We can't allow that kind of narrative victory to be given to them.
Tools like countering this narrative.
Because that is a falsehood that embraces the terrorist narrative.
That feeds the ISIL narrative.
The terrorist narrative.
It also would feed the narrative that ISIL wants to feed.
Because these types of incidents play right into ISIL's overall narrative.
ISIL is trying to advance a narrative to suggest otherwise only advances the narrative of ISIL. Only serves to advance the narrative that ISIL is seeking to write. Certainly would advance ISIL's narrative.
The ISIS's ability to continue to propagate its narrative.
Their need to reinforce their narrative.
It also makes possible the flow of counter-narratives.
Daesh will no longer be able to boast about a caliphate. Its narrative will change. It will have to change. And our narrative will change.
We're taking away that narrative.
One of our most potent weapons against terrorist narratives is going to be the power of our ideas.
One of ISIL's most powerful weapons, which is their narrative. When it comes to ISIL, we all...
Oh, my goodness. This is what it's come down to. I mean, you know, what did they, like, get in the back room, you know, kind of coffee clutching, and then came up with this theory of narrative? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that drives military experts nuts. You know, Scott, for the last couple of days, I had the honor to be around some really heavyweight military people who have come off the front lines. You know, they're here in the States for a short period of time. And, I mean, this kind of stuff just, you know, they hear this stuff and they go, what are they talking about?
Well, yeah, you made the joke, and I actually, you made a little joke that went something like this when we were talking about it before we came on.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's just really weird. You might want to explain, you know, when you're going through all this, rather than just saying that their narrative, obviously I know what narrative means, you know, I can look it up and see that, you know, a spoken of written account of connected events, a story, you know, that's your definition. But
right.
how are they, explain to me how they're using a narrative, you know, what is their narrative?
People are getting their heads lopped off, narratively speaking. You know, they're dying, narratively speaking. Their daughters are being, you know, torn right out of their hands, narratively speaking. The daughters are being dismembered. They're sent back to them in a package. You know, the horror and sheer horror that is unimaginable. I mean, occasionally the West sees a video, YouTube video, and we may cringe, see it. Many would say, you know, there's no way I'm going to see this. There's no narrative about it. I mean, you're either winning or you're losing. I mean, can you imagine a football coach coming out and going, well, you know, the narrative is that we got our butts kicked by 20 points last night, but that's just a narrative.
Well, and that's just it. I know what they're doing. So tell me what they're doing. It's not a narrative. There are people that are being, like you said, there are daughters being taken away from their family. There's people that are getting their heads cut off. So stop with your crappy word narrative, and let's go after what we're really going after here.
It's like we're trying to make it palpable. You know, evil is not palpable. That's really what it comes down to. And this is what I like about Dr. Gorka. You know, there's no lone wolf. There's nothing about it. They either are evil, deserving to be eradicated, or they're not. It is a black and white issue for military experts. It's not a big dance here. You know, it's not a war of words. Meanwhile, as we're talking, people are dying. Are you kidding me? It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome, America. Bill Martinez here. We're live. We've got more coming up. David Stockman is next right here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always an honor to have you with us as we join together to fight the good fight. Call it for what it is. I mean, words may have meaning, and we got to use the right words instead of something that's fancy and soft and, begins to... rewrite or somehow does not give us a clear view. This is why the truth is so important and why we pursue it at any cost, no matter where it leads us. Time and again, when you look at empires of the past, they begin to delude themselves. They begin to, buy in, I guess, to their own publicity and get away from the truth of the matter. And they start exchanging what we would call the truth for a lie. I like Andy Andrews' book that he wrote about World War II. How do you kill 11 million people? Yeah, basically, you tell a big lie. And often, it's the bigger the lie, the better. For some reason, in which you think, wow, that's kind of odd. You know, what does it take? You know, I think we have to be preconditioned to get there. And certainly, that's the scary part about America. When 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, the scary part is that we're seeing it, but we're... As a result of being on the wrong track, we're very vulnerable to make some bad choices. That's what I'm concerned about, including choices about our national security, immigration, when it comes to other issues that are so important to us, health care. You know, we want to throw our arms up in the air, and we're going to have millions of families here without health care. And what's going to happen? They're going to say, I surrender. You know, let's go to single payer. Is that the best idea that we can come up with? Or is that just a an immediate solution to this mess that the Democrats have created for us? This is what happens. You know, we get backed in a corner and we have no other way out. So we end up choosing poorly out of desperation because we didn't stop. We didn't look around, as the song says. That's our caution these days. That we don't rush into things. You know, our founding fathers deliberately set up a system that would force us to take our time. And little did they know that this was going to be a document that, hundreds of years later, the microwave generation that we are would come into play. You know, I say that we often stand in front of a microwave and we yell, hurry up, it's just not fast enough. And, you know, it's kind of ridiculous when you think about it. But that's our nature. That's what we've been conditioned for. And we've been conditioned for a lot of things, to accept that it's okay if our politicians are greedy. You know, we kind of expect that. It's okay if they steal the people's money. Yeah, it's all right. It's okay if they have insider trading. You know, I've talked to people about this. It's so incredible to me. You know, we talk about the insider trading actions and activity of Congress. And it was only, a couple of years back, maybe 2-3 years ago, that they finally said, hey, look, we're not going to have this anymore. We think it's kind of, it's unfair to the rest of, unfair, this way. They see this in the language, it's like narrative. It's unfair that we have insider trading advantage. We're going to do something about it. And we're no longer going to do insider trading. Can you believe this? Up until about 3 years ago. And thank you very much, Peter Schweitzer, for putting a light on that situation. With us right now, as I mentioned, David Stockton, who became famous as President Ronald Reagan's budget director in the 1980s, making history as the youngest cabinet member in the 20th century before winning his well-earned nickname of Father of Reaganomics and his reputation of a tough negotiator with House Speaker Tip O'Neill. Stockman was a three-time Michigan congressman, and he has recently written the book Trumped, A Nation on the Brink of Ruin and How to Bring It Back. David Stockman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good. Happy to be with you. And I thought your opening was terrific segue into what my book is about, because even though the title is Trumped, it's not really a testimonial for the man or the candidacy. It's an indictment of the last 30 years of policy drift of what I call the misrule of the Wall Street Washington elites, who were out of touch with the country, particularly what I call flyover America, that great space between the coasts, where the economy is clearly failing and people are just fed up and they've had it. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, all the pundits, the establishment media has been totally surprised and flummoxed by what happened in the Republican primaries and where the presidential campaign stands today. Now, I liked your point about wrong track. I think another angle on it is recency bias. Mm-hmm. We are so focused on breaking news because you read it on your device or cable, can't get off from it, you know, by the hour, that we forget what the big picture and the trend has been. And that's one of the reasons that I wrote this book, to remind people that since the year 2000, real median household income in America, this is rank and file Main Street America, if you use an honest inflation measure, not the one put out by the BLS, which way undercounts the cost of living that people face, real median income is down 21%. It's never happened before in peacetime history or any history, and so therefore people are upset, and for damn good reason. We have not created one real, what I call, full-time, full-pay breadwinner job, and I documented in the book, since the year 2000. In fact, since Bill Clinton was shuffling out of the Oval Office. Now, there's never been a period of 16 years where we didn't create one real, sustainable breadwinner job. Yeah, there's, they come and go, the part-time jobs and the gigs and bars and restaurants and so forth. But you can't build an economy. You can't build a solid society. You can't build families and retirement on 26 hours a week at $13 an hour, you know, in a bar somewhere. So what I'm getting at here is the system is failing, and at the heart of it is a rogue central bank that is printing money like never before, and a fiscal situation in Washington that is burying the country in debt. $20 trillion of debt, and it's going up at a fantastic rate built in because of all these entitlements and the spending momentum that's totally ignored by politicians. And frankly, it's a bipartisan issue
because
the Republicans haven't done much about it either. So that's kind of an introduction to where I'm coming from. But it really highlights, I think, the point you made about we're drifting towards the wall and no one seems to know it, because we're looking at things 1 hour at a time and can't see where we've been and the very dangerous area where we're headed.
Well, David, I've maintained, you know, since the era of Reaganomics and what you and President Reagan were able to support, and we've got empirical evidence and how we drifted away from something that was, you know, was working and that had us on, you know, a stronger footing. You know, there were some adjustments that needed to be made, no doubt. But by and large, I think for the most part, it was an excellent program. I mean, to give us some foundation, not to allow people who thought they knew better to come in and social engineer. And again, you got that typical disease of politicians who need a vote, and they figure the best way to get it is to use our money and to put us deeper in debt.
Right. I think the other point I would make is, yes, that's all true about what happened on Capitol Hill and in the White House, but we've got another set of unelected...
Okay, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. David Stockman with us.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-315-7780.
Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Olé!
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, get you up and going this morning. Welcome. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with David Stockman. We're talking about his new book, Trumped, A Nation on the Brink of Ruin, and How to Bring It Back. David Stockman brings us an insider-turned iconoclast report on how 30 years of financial and political misrule by the Washington Wall Street elites have brought the U.S. to the brink of ruin. David, I wanted you to come back and finish summarizing your point, and then also let's get into those 12 unelected officials that you referred to earlier.
Right. You know, I was saying that the politicians have led us astray, but I think the worst case is the 12 unelected politicians who run the Federal Reserve, who would have you believe that they're in touch with some arcane economic science that's beyond our capacity to understand. And without them, you know, capitalism would collapse into some black hole of permanent depression. That is just a total myth. And yet, because of the way policy is evolved for the last 30 years, they are now in control of everything. I call them, that is the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, the Monetary Politburo of the U.S. They peg every interest rate. They dominate the debt markets. They shape and form the yield curve. They basically put a floor under the price of stocks and bonds, and are constantly inflating larger and larger bubbles. Now, all of this is a bad thing because honest financial markets that are set by the law of supply and demand are the essence of capitalism. And when we destroy the financial markets, we're destroying the Main Street economy. I focus on two things that are really bad. One, their 2% inflation target. There is no reason to think that in this world where we have to compete with China and India and the rest of it, that we want inflation domestically. That just makes us less competitive. It basically offshores jobs. It hurts workers who are in industries that compete with goods or services, and is just a dumb, backwards, wrong idea that the elites, you know, who live off Washington or Wall Street or Silicon Valley can get by with because they earn more than the inflation rate. But the working people of America are getting further and further behind, and they're losing good jobs.
David, has this ever worked historically?
No, never. Never. You can't. I mean, it's basic principles. You know, you can't make prosperity out of the printing press at a central bank. Prosperity comes from workers, it comes from entrepreneurs, inventions, all the things we know that happen in free market capitalism. And what we have today is a perversion. I call it casino capitalism. It's all based on gambling on Wall Street and inducing the American public to borrow and borrow like there's no tomorrow. And as a result, we have, and this is a startling figure, $64 trillion of public and private debt, household, business, government, sitting on the economy today, which is $18 trillion. That's 3.5 times more debt than essentially income or annual production. And that is a statistic that is an alarming indicator of why our economy is in such trouble and why it can't grow. When you have that much debt piled on top of everything, you're at peak debt, as I call it. Everything begins break down, to erode, to grind to a halt. And unfortunately, that's where we are. And if we don't break that syndrome, I don't see any way out. And that's why I do applaud Trump for saying that this is a false economy, it's a false stock market, and Janet Yellen ought to be ashamed of herself. She ought to be. You can't sit there with zero interest rates for 93 months and expect anything except an enormous amount of inflation on Wall Street and the savers of America in their tens of millions, the retiree savers who are getting absolutely crushed. Now, I use the metaphor of a thrifty, honest worker, 40 years in the steel mill. He managed to save $250,000 for his retirement. He's now 75, and he's getting the equivalent of one Starbucks cappuccino a day in interest on a lifetime of thrift. Right. That is crazy. That is unjust. And that's one of the reasons why there is this great uprising in the country today. It doesn't take very much common sense to realize that you can't honey savers to this degree and expect to have a productive, vibrant, and stable economy.
Well, David, it's as if they're they've disincentivized, you know, good work and loyal and hard labor that people have put into your point about the steel worker. So either they just, you know, it's all on theory, and they're hoping sooner or later they're going to come up with the right deal. And as you say, in that sense, casino capitalism, but they're, you know, they're the casino drivers on this whole deal. The other thing is, I believe the everyday American has to see that this is kind of a new form of modern slavery, because we're enslaved to this system, aren't we?
Yeah. In a sense, they have induced the great rank and file of mainstream America to become debt slaves. Everybody borrowed too much because they said, you know, we'll make the debt cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Go out and get a second mortgage. Go out and get a, you know, home equity line of credit and so forth. We now have $14 trillion of debt on the households of America. And other than maybe the top 10%, most people are tapped out. They can't borrow anymore. They struggle to make ends meet. They got to pay off the credit card bill, the mortgage, and so forth. And that is where this whole thing has led us, because the Fed is run by Keynesians who basically think debt is the magic elixir of economic life, and we know that's wrong. Right. And this goes back to Reagan. You know, we thought we got rid of supply of the Keynesian theory and replaced it with supply side, which says it comes from capitalism, not the capital of the country. Exactly. It comes, you know, from investment and enterprise and sweat and risk taking and so forth. And it's been turned upside down through the agency of the central bank. If you watch the, you know, business news, watch the NBC or Bloomberg or the others, it is all front and center focused on what the Fed is going to do by way of 25 basis points of interest, which is meaningless to any businessman or household in America, and all of the word clouds and nuances that come from their statements, including the one coming up this week. Now, all of that is relevant to the gamblers on Wall Street and to the windfall gains that they would like to harvest by playing this next meeting correctly, but it does no good whatsoever. In fact, an enormous amount of harm to the real economy. Because you know what it's doing? It's actually encouraging what I call the C-suites, you know, the top executives and the corporations of America, to spend most of their time borrowing money and buying back their stock or doing M&A deals, which pump the stock market, but do nothing for the workers on their payrolls or for the future competitive and productive viability of the enterprise. They're basically eating the seed corn. And that's because they have stock options in a stock market that's totally inflated by the same people we're talking about, the 12 unelected rulers of the country. So, you know, if you follow this thing far enough, you see that everything is distorted. People borrow too much. Corporations are not investing. They're speculating with the shareholders' money and balance sheet. All of this is getting us in big trouble, leading to a dead end. And I think that's one of the big issues that's on the table for this election.
Well, David Stockman, I know people want to know what they can do about it. And I say, first of all, get David Stockman's book, Trump, The Nation on the Brink of Ruin and How to Bring It Back. You need to educate yourself, see what's going on, see what these 12 unelected officials have done to us, how they have turned this into a modern day form of slavery. And guess what? We're in, they're not, and all is well for them. And meanwhile, we're suffering for it.
To find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, although we love it when you connect with us, no matter how you do it, online, you know, around this country and 280-plus affiliates or around the world via shortwave, we welcome you to Bill Martinez Live. We got a whole lot to talk about. I know you're probably still, you know, seething and as you're swallowing down your hot coffee this morning after hearing what David Stockman had to say. But that's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're facing. Regardless of what the elites would want to tell us, like everything is all okay. Don't you feel sometimes that you're being patted on the head? You know, that somebody's patting, it's okay, you know, it's not so bad that you're having to work three jobs and you're not making as much money. But, you know, this is from David Stockman, the father of Reaganomics. When you look back before Bill Clinton, how well this country was doing and, you know, supply side. But you got the Keynesians who have come in and the Keynesians give you, you know, responses like Nancy Pelosi that says, hey, you know, we need people on unemployment because when they're on unemployment, they're contributing. They're contributing to the economy. Yeah, but what expense? You're like taking out of our pocket. You're putting it into the other pocket and trying to claim benefit for it. Are you kidding? I mean, she actually said that. I mean, you know, somebody's going to write a book on all the crazy things that Nancy Pelosi has come up with. Certainly that's one of them. The other one was you got to pass it, right? You got to pass it to find out what's in it. You know, surprise, like Pop Goes the Weasel here. Unbelievable. But the frightening thing and the frightening reality for us to get our brains around is what David had to say in terms of, you know, what real jobs have been created since 2000. Not one bread-winning, positive, net-gaining job since 2000. That is why we're hurting. We're looking at all the wrong things. You know, they keep shuffling the deck. They come up with these goofy words like narrative and all this, and somehow they're going to talk about the it's still about the economy, ladies and gentlemen, and we got to get a handle on this. And I would say to start your education, it would go a long way, is you need to get a copy of David's book, Trumped. This will open up your eyes and begin to give us some ideas that we need in order to push back on these 12 unelected officials that are driving our economy. And listening to them, I'm figuring, for some reason, I just have this sense that they don't have it. I mean, either they just haven't figured it out. And they're figuring, and this is the nature of progressives, is they go, well, we'll get the answer down the road. You know, we'll just stay the course. The answer will come. We just haven't lived long enough to prove that God doesn't exist. But, you know, if we keep saying, you know, we know the answer is there, so we'll just stay the course, right? It's that kind of silliness. But meanwhile, what is it costing us? What is it costing, the 99%? This is why the 99% is grumbling with True Cause. But we need to take a break, okay? We need to lighten up a little bit for just a moment. And the one and only good news girl, I'm talking about Sam, Samantha Mills Mao, will be one to calm us down here. Sam, I apologize for taking up some of your time, but we needed to talk about this conversation that we just had with David Stockman, but we need you to kind of bring us back to center here, let us breathe and calm down, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Your mission, should you accept it? Calm us down.
I'll do my best.
Hey, give us some good news from the internet, like this sick teacher that was so blessed by 400 students. What a neat story, Sam.
This is a really cool story. This was actually shared by musician, Tim McGraw. We all love him. This is a teacher, Ben Ellis, who unfortunately, since this happened, has passed away.
Oh.
But what a beautiful, beautiful thing he witnessed before he died. And so the entire student body, which was like 400 plus students and faculty, all came to his house and sang and prayed for him outside his window before he died, because they wanted to show their support and their love for him. They said he was definition of a teacher and a role model, and right up until the end, he was feeling the love and support of God, and it was an absolutely beautiful thing that they witnessed.
Can you imagine, Sam? That is so cool. I mean, what a heart of a student body, of a community to bless a teacher like this. I mean, you can't buy that, Sam.
That's right. I mean, it's just, and how often do you see people, students, especially high school students, and at least the faculty and staff too, reaching out in prayer like that. What an amazing school they must go to. It's Christ Presbyterian Academy in Nashville. And he was their Latin teacher. And, we love teachers.
They still teach Latin, huh? I took Latin in high school.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That would be, what a very cool subject to teach and learn. So, and to teach Latin and make it so that the kids love it and enjoy it, because that's not exactly an easy topic to approach. I wouldn't think that was an easy subject to learn.
No, it's not. They call it a dead language, but I'm telling you, it is, and some would say they understand why, but that's a whole other conversation. Our next story, a school bus driver saves 20 children from a fire. What was going on?
Well, Renita Smith was driving a school bus up in Maryland, and she noticed it smoking as she pulled over, and the bus had caught fire. So there was 20 children from Glenarden Woods Elementary School. It was just in College Park. And she went on and made sure every single student was off. She just, she didn't think anything of it. She didn't think twice. She just ran up there. And they said that this bus is a long bus. This isn't, this isn't just some small school bus. She went through while this bus is smoking, which ended up getting completely engulfed in flame.
Wow.
And she went through and checked through every seat to make sure every student was out. There wasn't somebody hiding back there scared. And, thank God for, school bus drivers are not paid a lot, and they're not, expected to put their lives on the line.
They don't get fire pay. They just drive the bus, the whole deal. Wow. Incredible.
And, thank God she was the kind of person who just, she obviously has a love for those children.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I'm sure all the parents are very grateful.
Yeah, wonderful. Great story. Now, we've got another sweet story here about an employee going above and beyond, you know, a heartbroken customer. You know, when you work around customers, you get them running the full gamut. But this one, there was a situation where someone's heart was broken.
Well, so this is actually really cool because your name is Tanya, and she's from Capital One.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to give a kind-hearted gesture to a young lady who had recently gone through a breakup with her fiancé. So this wasn't just a breakup with a boyfriend. They thought they were going to spend their lives together.
Right.
And the whole thing started whenever Christina Grady,
mm-hmm.
she had been dumped by her fiancé and she had changed her address. And when Capital One called her because of suspicious activity or whatever was going on, Tanya was the one who called.
Mm.
And when she found out what had happened with Christina, she said, you know what? I'm going to give you 4,500 free miles to ease the pain of your heartbreak. I want you to go somewhere, take a trip, and relax and enjoy yourself.
Oh.
So, wow. First of all, what a pleasant surprise after you go through something as traumatizing as a breakup. And
yes.
Then she gets a message from her fiance, or her ex-fiance, I'm sorry, mm. and he's had flowers delivered to his house for her.
Oh, wow.
And she goes by to get them while he was at work, and it was from Tanya, the lady at Capital One, saying that she was so glad she got to talk to her and, you know, wishing her the best. What an amazing employee we have over there.
Exactly, exactly. Well, we got less than a minute left real quick because I want to have you tell the folks about this woman using couponing to feed 30,000 people in need. Well, I'll tell you, that's ingenuity.
Lauren Currier up in New Jersey actually decided she wanted to have 30,000 meals delivered to people who were food insecure by her 30th birthday. Mm. This was on her 29th, and she used couponing to do it, which is a really interesting way to go about this. If you've ever seen people flip coupons, they can really save a lot of money. That's something we could all do, you know, go down and go a double coupon day and then take that food down to the food kitchen, but she did it for 30,000 people.
Wow, that is terrific. These are good news stories, and they're linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live. Go to Sam's Corner. If you have any ideas, send her an email. Say, hey, Sam, I got a great idea for you. She'd love to hear from you. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour.
The law firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Remind you, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Past interviews, things that are available for you that hopefully will bless you, along with our sponsors that have been so faithful to support all the good things that we do here and that we're striving for. More specifically, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. If we're going to get this country back on track, let's call it for what it is. Let's not get involved in all this fluffy language, you know, this, don't hurt my feelings kind of language, you know, because it's like we're putting off the inevitable. We're just soft-talking and getting around the real issue. And the fact of the matter is across this country, is people are in pain. I mean, they're having to deal with, this economy, dealing with real life issues. I would say that, it's probably not a wonder that people have become more and more skeptical about all the institutions that are here supposedly to serve them. And maybe because we've lost sight of the real truth and the real matters, that are most important, not a new car, not a better job, on and on. Although those things, they're there for those and available. But, there's some real life issues where the rubber meets the road. And, our next guest, Timothy Keller, and I'm excited to have him back with us. He's always welcome whenever he gets a break. But between all his commitments, whenever we can get him on, and this seems to be an annual event, Timothy Keller, in his new book, Making Sense of God, he points out that we do live in an age of skepticism. It's as if these institutions that we've so counted on and have been reliable in the past have fallen apart, and they've left us hungering here. Timothy Keller, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm glad to be here. Annually, I'd even come more often if you asked me.
I'd love to. I always love to have you on, so I always look forward to it. By the way, right off the bat, I want you to know, in our last conversation, we talked about the songs of Jesus, and
yeah.
the book that you and Kathy, your wife, had put together. And I just want you to know how much you've blessed me with that. This has been part of my evening reading and devotion. I was looking for something that I could, have for evening devotion. I do something regularly in the morning. But I want you to know how much you've blessed me with that.
Well, you know, it's not me. It's the Psalms.
Yes.
That's what's blessing you.
Yeah, well, it's you being faithful to it, for all that you invested, the time, the commitment, and it wasn't like it was a drudgery for you. I know that. It's not a drudgery to get into the Word of God. It really, truly is a blessing, for us that live on, not bread, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, right?
Exactly right.
Right. Well, let's talk about the new book, Making Sense of God. Why?
Well, I mean, why the book?
Yes, why the book?
Yeah, well, I wrote a book called Reason for God some years ago that mm-hmm. kind of made a traditional case for Christianity.
Uh-huh.
And, here's why it's true. I came to realize that the book doesn't start far back enough for people. A lot of people don't even think it's worth their time to find out whether it's true. And why should I even consider it? They see Christianity as irrelevant, superstitious, superfluous. And so this book starts back further and asks people, tries to show people why Christianity does make sense and why it's and what it offers.
Mm-hmm.
It offers them meaning and freedom and identity and hope and satisfaction, all the things they're looking for anyway, and actually questions whether or not they can find those things without God as well as they could with God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's trying to show that Christianity makes emotional and cultural sense, not trying to prove it's true. So somebody has said, in a way, it's not so much a series of answers for people who think they have questions. It's more like a series of questions for people who already think they have the answers that they can make it without God.
Right, exactly. Well, Pastor, when you look historically, over nations of the past and when Christianity flourished, what did you find? I mean, as the Bible says, people were rejoicing. Their creativity, levels of creativity, production, some of the best, innovations that have come to humanity have, come from people of faith.
Yes, but now that isn't well known anymore. And actually, when you say it, people really resist that, and they say, that can't be true. So that part of what I'm doing in that book is trying to show our ideas about human rights, about the worth of the individual, about the importance of the body, and of taking care of the poor. Yes, in this book I try to show that these things did come down to us from Christianity, but actually I don't think that's very well known, mm-hmm. and that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, among others.
Well, when you consider, for example, one of the hot topics across our country, as you know, is regarding civil rights. And, it was the church that led the war on slavery ignited a civil war. And I still maintain that had we stayed connected to the church, if the church was able to maintain a voice, we'd have been beyond this. Moments we've had, it's almost like the book of Judges. God has sent us leaders. And I believe Martin Luther King was one of those leaders that God sent
right.
us. And, here we are. We kind of get it when the leaders, are here. It helps out. Because God doesn't want us running around in circles and continuing to be at each other's throats here. When, what I see is, and I sense across the country, a majority of Americans want to get way beyond this. We realize the importance of life, the importance of one another, that we're all in this boat together. We don't need to be divided and think that we live amongst less thans than, as compared to more thans. And this is what Christianity, in terms of a worldview, gives us, is that we're more than when our identity is in God and not in humanity.
That's right. And Christians, that's what Christians call for. I think, Bill, the reason we have to be patient with doubters is because they've also seen Christians who have been the problem.
Mm-hmm.
With Martin Luther King Jr. and the African-American church, the church basically brought about the civil rights movement. They said, this is what the Bible says. We're all in the image of God. We're all equal, black and white. So it's true that out of the church came the civil rights movement, and you were also right in saying out of the church came the emancipation of the slaves and so on. But there were also Christians who were slave owners and defended slavery. And there are also Christians who are racist. And so that's what confuses the world. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we have to make our case patiently, because I can understand. Because they do see Christians on both, you know, on the bad side, too. And that can confuse right. people.
Yeah, well, lest we forget that we are all human. And this is why we stand on God's grace, Pastor Keller, because
right.
that's what we need, because we just so fall short. And sometimes people have this perspective, and I understand with you, you know, why people are skeptical, because they have this perception that because you're a Christian, you're supposed to be perfect. If anything, if you're really a Christian and you're walking with God, you realize your imperfection.
Well, you know, actually, that's a very, very good point. See, as Christians, we know we're saved by grace. We are saved just because God forgives us through Jesus. But from outside, I think a person who's not a believer thinks that you're saved by being a really good person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to heaven because you're really good. So if they see a person who's a Christian saying, I believe I'm going to heaven, they say, oh, you must think you're a really good person. So part of the problem is they don't understand what the gospel is, and that makes them think that all Christians are marked by pride, and that's not true. So it's a communication problem. We have to make it very clear what the gospel is, that you're saved by grace, not by, you know, being moral and right. good enough.
Well, sometimes what happens, it's almost like an alcoholic. When they've done it, you know, they've done a 12-step program, they feel like they've done it on their own. You know, they don't want to be around
yeah.
anybody that, you know, wants to have a glass of wine. They're just, you know, absolutely judgmental, because that's the way they can control themselves and see themselves. And that's
yeah.
when you do it within your own power. The Christian faith says it's not you, it's God working through you. And that is counterintuitive.
Yeah. No, that's right. But that is the gospel.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you wrote the book, and you know, we talk about, you know, the skeptic, but it's also a blessing, making sense of God for the ardent believer. I mean, this pulls back another, you know, I say sheath of the onion skin, and, you know, to kind of, you know, reconnect us again with the significance of the gospel message and who our God is.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, yes, that's true. You got it.
Well, the big takeaway, I mean, we've touched on things here. We've got about a minute left here, Pastor Keller. You know, what do you want people to take away from this?
Well, I think the if you put the making sense of God together with reason for God, you have an argument that Christianity makes emotional, cultural, and rational sense. That it is it emotional sense, meaning it really makes you it gives you what you're looking for. Cultural sense, it really would be good for society. And rational sense, it's really true, and there are reasons for believing that. You put them together, I think you have a strong case for Christianity making sense, and that's what I'm hoping you'll get.
It'll make sense, and also it will change your life, no doubt about it. What you thought you started out to be, and what you will be blessed to be as a result of identifying with the one who created you. A huge difference. Making Sense of God, from the number one best-selling author, Timothy Keller, pastor, also, you know, writer, obviously, and New York Times best-selling author. Pastor Timothy Keller with us on Bill Martinez Live. Timothy, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. It's just about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Ted Anderson.